You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith, amateur radio operator W0NX, featuring the May 2024 The Spectrum Monitor. We'll begin by finishing The Shortwave Listener by Fred Waterer, Canada on Shortwave. By an accident of history and geography, Romanian is a Romance language island in a sea of Slavic language. Because of its Latin roots, it is closer to French, Italian, and Spanish than any other Eastern European language. Tune in at 0000 UTC Sundays, Saturday night in North America, on 9730 for a lively dance party in Romanian. Always a fun listen. If it is not heresy, you can listen to English language programming live via the RRI website over the internet using the same shortwave broadcast schedule. All you need to do is go to the RRI Live section in the top right of the website. Choose Channel 1 for English. RRI can also be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, SoundCloud, Flickr, LinkedIn, Spotify. RRI programs are also available on TuneIn, Radio Romania International 1. If you listened to Radio Moscow in the 1980s, you may remember Alla Pugacheva. She was a Soviet rock star, frequently promoted on Radio Moscow music programs. In early April, I stumbled onto a news article about this blast from the past. In 1985 or 86, Radio Moscow World Service sent me a copy of her LP, Live in Stockholm, which miraculously survived the trip via the postal system. I forget exactly why. Maybe I answered a quiz or something. I hadn't heard much about her since, maybe occasionally. It seems Ms. Pugacheva has run afoul of the authorities, and the queen of Soviet pop music could be labeled as a foreign agent, making her an enemy of the Kremlin. Apparently, she has expressed opinions against the Ukraine war. I'm pretty sure a book or article about her life and career would make interesting reading. Reminiscing about Cold War singers on Radio Moscow suddenly makes me feel old. Get off my lawn, etc. Here's a reminder of Bill Tilford's new schedule on Radio 292 for Europe. Uncle Bill always puts on a good show and is worth the effort to try and hear this using a remote tuner. From the Isle of Music is heard on the second Saturday of each month, 1100 to 1200 Central Eastern Standard Time, 0900-1000 UTC, on 9670 with Beam D eastward. Repeat, 2100 to 2200 Central European Standard Time, 1900 to 2000 UTC on 6070. Uncle Bill's Melting Pot is heard on the third Saturday of each month, 1100 to 1200 Central European Standard Time, 0900 1000 UTC on 9670 with Beam D eastward. Repeat, 2100 to 2200 Central European Standard Time, 1900 to 2000 UTC on 6070 kHz. We play the greatest hits of all time. WRMI Legends is a great block of music programming heard daily. Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 0100 UTC on 5050 kHz, until 12 a.m. Eastern Time, 0400 UTC. Then we switch to 9,455 kHz from 12 a.m., 0400 UTC, until 2 a.m. Eastern Time, 0600 UTC, with the WRMI Legends Dream Team. This consists of Jeff Clark Monday, Dave Mason Tuesday, Ted Randall Wednesday, Dan Collins Thursday, Steve Hunter Friday, Jeff Lawrence Saturday. On Sundays, one can hear the Sunday Talk Block featuring Ria's Ham Shack with Ria Jaram, N2RJ, Sundays, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 0200 to 0300 UTC, on 5050 kHz. QSO Radio Show with host Ted Randall, WB8PUM, Sundays, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 0300 to 0400 UTC, on 5050 kHz. Then we flip to 9455 kHz from 12 a.m. to 1 a.m., 0400 to 0500 UTC Monday. You can hear us anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play WRMI Legends." From our own correspondent, first broadcast in 1955, is a weekly BBC radio program in which BBC foreign correspondents deliver a sequence of short talks reflecting on current events and topical themes in the countries outside the UK in which they are based. The program offers the BBC's correspondents around the world a chance to give a personal account of events from the epic-making to the inconsequential. FOOC is broadcast in two editions, one on the BBC World Service and one on BBC Radio 4, and was one of the first programs to be made available by the BBC as a podcast. The program is often hosted by former BBC correspondents. Listen UTC Saturdays at 2306, UTC Sundays at 0406 and 1906. If you Google "From Our Own Correspondent World Service," you can hook up with over 2,000 items from the program and access the podcast. I have been a listener going back to the late 1970s. It is a great program for taking the pulse of the world. Witness History is another interesting little program from the World Service. The BBC World Service's Witness History is the program that brings you moments in history told by the people who were there. It's really quite fascinating sometimes. Among those featured in recent programs are the anti-apartheid politician Oliver Tambo, who returned to South Africa in 1990 after 30 years in exile. Hiroo Onoda, Japan's last World War II soldier to surrender. And the West Africa Ebola epidemic. Listen on shortwave and online daily at 0350, 0750, 1350, 1750, and 2250. Google Witness History to go to the extensive BBC archive of programming. BBC Radio 4 Extra is a treasure trove of BBC programming, much of which was heard on the World Service at times. When I discovered shortwave in 1978, the World Service was chock full of a wide variety of programming, from news to music shows to light entertainment and comedy. I was much taken in those early days by a program called Just a Minute. On a game show format, participants would have to speak on a subject without repeating a word or deviating from the subject. The verbal dexterity of the occasionally outrageous Kenneth Williams and other regulars such as Derek Nimmo and Clement Freud, yes, he was related to that Freud, was both entertaining and spellbinding. Just a Minute is just one of the classic BBC World Service programs one can hear weekly on BBC 4X. You need to explore this station online if you love classic programming. This month I noted that Radio 4 Extra is broadcasting one of the earlier BBC comedy series, Much Binding in the Marsh. New to 4 Extra, a run of episodes of the enormously popular radio comedy starring Kenneth Horne and Richard Stinker Murdoch features four episodes new to 4 Extra. The opening program has not been broadcast since its original transmission in May 1947. Kenneth Horne chairs a meeting to discuss the prospects of the club, but first, Costa needs to remove the empties, And Murdoch pitches a new idea to the BBC for a film program. Kenneth Horan would go on to be a mainstay of British radio comedy until his untimely death in the late 1960s. Popular with King George VI's, Much Binding in the Marsh ran from 1944 to 1954. It was initially set at a remote RAF station. Murdoch and Horan served in the Air Force during the war. Post-war, their base converted to a country club, and later the action moved to a newspaper. The show also ran for a season with commercial breaks on Radio Luxembourg. It was first broadcast on the BBC Light program in May 1947. These new programs begin Sunday, April 21st at 10:30 UTC. As with most BBC programs, they will be archived online afterwards. BBC programs for late April and May. All of these programs are archived online. All times UTC. The invention of Misha Glenny and Miles Ward travel east to tell the story of China, what it is and where it came from. The empire long united must divide. Long divided must unite. Thus it has ever been. The opening lines of a 14th century novel about the rise and fall of China's multiple dynasties explains history in a couple of brilliant lines. But what is China, and where did it come from? This is episode 55 of How to Invent a Country on BBC Sounds, recorded on location and opening in Taiwan. The reunification of the historical motherland is inevitable, said the Chinese president on New Year's Day. China is an empire, and this is a president reassembling central control. Control has been the ambition since the rule of the first emperor in 221 BCE, but areas on the periphery continue to resist. What we do is explain where countries come from, and then unpick the stories governments tell to stay in control. They weren't always there, those lines on the map. Everything keeps changing. And China has surged and collapsed, expanded and shrunk, as much as anywhere we've been. Misha Glenny. Presenter Misha Glenny is the author of McMafia and a former Central Europe correspondent for the BBC. The producer in Bristol is Miles Ward. Monday, April 22nd, 1100 to 1145. Assignment. For three decades, Armenians ruled Karabakh, literally Black Garden, an unrecognized statelet inside neighboring Azerbaijan. Many saw it as the cradle of their civilization. But as Azerbaijan retook control last autumn, the entire population fled in just a few days. It was an historic catastrophe for Armenia. But the world barely noticed. How is Armenia coping with its loss? Can 120,000 refugees rebuild their lives? And will the cycle of hatred that caused the conflict ever be broken? Grigor Atanasian reports. Tuesday, April 23rd, 0930 to 1000. Crowd science. Coastlines around the world are changing, causing serious problems for the many communities living near the sea. In the second of two programs on coastal erosion, crowd science explores the best ways to tackle this problem. As we heard in the first program, listener Anne sees trucks dumping sand on the beach near her Florida home. We dig into this effective but expensive strategy to restore beaches by replenishing the beach with imported sand. And in Puerto Rico, we hear about the importance of natural ecosystems both on and offshore in combating the power of the sea. Crowd science joins in with restoration efforts, discovering that such work not only benefits vital and fragile habitats, but protects local communities too. Friday, April 26, 2030 to 2100. And now Radio 101 by Ken Reitz, KS4ZR, KS4ZR1 at gmail.com. Global Hearts and Minds, Who's Playing? When it comes to broadcasting international news, most longtime shortwave listeners tout the superiority of shortwave broadcasting, able to leap country boundaries and continents in one or two bounds. Requires only cheap, easily available radios for reception. Can swing into action, covering different geographic regions at the flick of a curtain antenna switch. Over-the-air, OTA, advocates utilize in-country and border country AM and FM radio stations that offer brokered radio time to reach more localized audiences. Internet service advocates cite the availability of virtual private networks, VPNs, and other internet censorship circumvention tools and widely available free apps that let listeners all over the world connect to respected news outlets such as BBC World Service and Voice of America. Free-to-air, FTA, satellite advocates promote the use of inexpensive, small-dish satellite TV systems that can easily be hidden or camouflaged, and which can be repositioned to receive non-state-approved satellite signals. It turns out that supporters of all of these systems are correct. In fact, the prudent international broadcaster utilizes all four services for successful coverage of target reception areas that at the same time guard against jamming of terrestrial, HF, and satellite signals or blocking internet access. Among the biggest legacy shortwave broadcasters still transmitting on shortwave, OTA radio, and FTA satellite are Voice of America, BBC World Service, Radio France International, and Deutsche Welle, which all report that one way or the other, the target audience can be reached. The U.S. Agency for Global Media, USAGM, which claims an unduplicated worldwide audience of 420 million viewers and listeners in more than 100 countries, who tune in weekly in 63 languages. USAGM's international operations include six networks and a system of 4,284 affiliates utilizing more than 200 transmitting sites to distribute 4,100 hours of original content globally each week. With its wide range of programs and services via radio, TV, and digital platforms, BBC claims to reach an audience of 318 million people in 42 languages. France Media Monde, FMM, is the French organization that brings together France 24, the state-run international TV news channel, broadcasting in French, English, Arabic, and Spanish. Radio France International, RFI, broadcasting in French and 16 other languages, as well as Monte Carlo Dualia, the Arabic language radio service. According to FMM, every week, RFI, France 24, and Monte Carlo Dualia gather 259.6 million contacts, 2022 average. The group's three media have more than 100 million subscribers on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, and counted more than 3.4 billion video views and audio starts in 2022. France Media Monde is the parent company of CFI, the French Media Cooperation Agency, and one of the shareholders of the French-speaking generalist channel TV5 Monde. Deutsche Welle, DW, according to their website, was first on the air on shortwave May 3, 1958, tasked with communicating the new democratic voice of Germany to the world. By 1962, DW had begun Spanish and Portuguese language programming beamed to Latin America, offering an alternative voice for news during the repressive regimes in Paraguay, Cuba, and Brazil. As independence movements swept across Africa in the 1960s, DW responded with transmissions in Kiswahili and Hausa. Throughout the last 70 years, DW radio and TV programming covered the world. Today, DW broadcasts in 32 languages. DW limits its shortwave programming to broadcasts in Amharic and Arabic languages aimed at Ethiopia and Sudan. But their TV programming is found around the world in German, English, Spanish, and Portuguese. According to the official English website for China Radio International, China Plus, China's first shortwave radio station, originally known as XNCR, made its first broadcast on September 11, 1947, with Ms. Wai Lin as the station's first English-speaking announcer. Content was prepared by New China News Agency, designed to inform our English-speaking friends on Chinese affairs. The broadcast noted that XNCR transmitted daily on 40 meters at 7,500 kilocycles, with additional simultaneous transmissions on XGNC, 8,660 kilocycles, and XGHT, 6,096 kilocycles. By 1950, broadcasts were made over Radio Peking, which was renamed Radio Beijing in 1983, and finally to China Radio International in 1993. CRI is just the radio side of the Chinese global broadcasting effort. China Global Television Network, CGTN, is the TV side of China, offering 5 channels to virtually all continents, including CCTV, Chinese, CGTN, English, Spanish, French language services, and CGTN, Documentary, a channel that lets China tell its story through long-form documentaries. CGTN and CRI are found on both C and KU band satellites around the world, always free to air. These legacy international broadcasters are by no means the only ones. With limited but crucial programming found on shortwave or FTA satellite, are Radio Television Portugal, Vatican Media, RAI Italy, RNE Spain, Radio Prague, TRT World, Turkey, Radio Slovakia International, NHK World, KBS World, Israel Radio, Polish External Service, among others. There was a time in the 1960s through the 1980s that Radio Moscow dominated the shortwave bands. But as the sun set on the USSR, Radio Moscow tried changing with the times, first reinventing itself as the Voice of Russia, then Sputnik Radio, along with a Moscow-based satellite TV channel called Russia Today, RT, which was found on FTA satellites around the world and in the U.S. RT programming boasted American celebrity presenters, including former CNN star Larry King and former pro wrestler turned Minnesota governor Jesse Ventura. RT programming was found on both Dish Network and DirecTV channel lineups, as well as many cable TV companies and on many OTA TV auxiliary channels across the U.S. Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine resulted in RT's almost total disappearance from the TV and radio landscape. Here is a catalog of TV and radio channels available today. One of the most important free-to-air satellites is SES-5 at 5 degrees east. Launched in 2012, this satellite has C-band coverage over Africa, the Middle East, and Europe. We'll continue this article next time. Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.